From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The percentage of home sales involving homes in some stage of foreclosure or owned by banks has risen 4% up to 26% in the first quarter of the year. The increase comes as banks clear away a backlog of distressed loans. Darren Bloomquist with the market research firm Realty Track says the numbers also show a new trend.
We're seeing a big increase in the number of properties that are selling in pre-foreclosure. When the homeowner is in the foreclosure process but hasn't lost the home to foreclosure yet, those have increased dramatically over the last few quarters. And in 12 states, those pre-foreclosure sales or short sales are actually outnumbering the sales of bank-owned properties.
Bloomquist says the states with the highest percentage of foreclosure sales are Nevada, California, and Georgia. The crew of the International Space Station has released the SpaceX Dragon capsule, the world's first commercial supply spaceship, in preparation for the capsule's return to Earth today. A NASA communicator in Houston says the next step is the deorbit burn, which will ease the capsule back into Earth's atmosphere.
It is a 100 meter per second burn, and that will set Dragon on its course down toward the Pacific Ocean. The trunk, which is the bottom half of Dragon, where the solar arrays are currently attached, will be jettisoned.
The Dragon capsule is set to splash down in the Pacific at midday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on Syria's government to halt its shelling near the area where more than 100 people were massacred last weekend. Activists report machine gun fire there today. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice, says if Syria's president refuses to comply with Special Envoy Kofi Annan's peace plan, the Security Council should step up pressure on the country.
The Syrian government has made commitments. It's blatantly violated those commitments. I think it's quite clear, as we've said for many weeks, if they continue to do so, there should be consequences.
But Rice says there's some opposition on the Security Council to boosting pressure on Syria. The House is set to vote this afternoon on a bill that would make it a federal crime to do an abortion based on the gender of the fetus. Aborting female fetuses is common in countries such as China and India, where boys are preferred, but some say it also takes place in the U.S. GOP Congressman Trent Franks of Arizona supports the bill.
It is my hope that by protecting unborn children from being aborted based on their sex, that one day, very soon, we will also recognize the humanity and justice of protecting unborn children regardless of their race or color as well.
But Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia says the bill has nothing to do with civil rights, as sponsors claim.
It's simply another attempt to chip away at a woman's right to choose. It's part of the Republican war on women.
This is NPR News from Washington. Defense efforts to delay the trial of a former Penn State coach accused of child sexual abuse have failed. NPR's Jeff Brady reports jury selection in the Jerry Sandusky case is now scheduled to begin next week.
Sandusky faces 52 counts for allegations he sexually abused 10 boys over 15 years. His defense team submitted four reasons why the trial should be delayed. Judge John Cleland, in a written order, denied all of them, including the argument that there was too much information for the defense to review and that a specific jury selection expert wasn't available. Judge Cleland wrote in his order that no date for trial is ever perfect. He said, considering the needs of the defendant, the alleged victims, the prosecution, and the public, jury selection will begin Tuesday, June 5th. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Hundreds of Tibetans have reportedly been detained in the capital after the first self-immolations there. NPR's Louisa Lim reports at least 35 Tibetans have now set themselves on fire since March to protest Chinese rule.
The latest case is a mother of three who set fire to herself in Aba Prefecture in Sichuan Province. This comes just days after two Tibetan men set themselves on fire in Lhasa. According to Xinhua, a senior official condemned those self-immolations as separatist attempts. Radio Free Asia is quoting a source as estimating that 600 Tibetans have been detained since then. The report also says pilgrims visiting from elsewhere have been expelled from the Tibetan capital. Today's Tibet Daily quoted an official urging authorities to tighten their grip on the internet and text messaging. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.